saw a man longer beard than he had, and he cut his off. Oh. See, it hung to the floor.
Look at
see that?
That.
Look at it. See it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my neighbor. Uh-huh. He was a pioneer physician.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, my daughter-in-law's great-grandparents, the Lunsford, Dr. Lunsford, that lived west in the town,
mm-hmm.
Was one of the early doctors was in here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And then, this is about the Board of Medicine County. But see, Patty's the one that's born here, not the father.
Oh.
See, I told these that I've given you the names there mm-hmm. are the ones who born here.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I run a road, and I walk a park for all people who here. And this Miss donated all that land over there for the walk park, 160 acres, I think it was.
Oh.
Big memorial over there about it. We had to, I thought we had the oldest father. See, in times past, I've written on that to be sure I didn't forget
so,
it.
Yeah, I think that's
because
good that
if
you
don't,
that.
This is the same picture mm-hmm. I had.
I think that's really good.
Now, these I do not, this lady that furnished most of these pictures, I didn't furnish any of them,
mm-hmm.
but this lady that furnished most of these pictures is Lucille
mm-hmm.
and I believe she's still living.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she, I feel like she was here. Look, there's Bible High School, 1910.
Oh. Isn't that something?
Isn't that a sign?
That really
now, this Carrie
is.
Here,
uh-huh.
She lives, she and Patty live here. You might, her name is
mm-hmm.
She could tell you if she hasn't forgotten.
If she, oh, I see.
But the things that we can remember way back sometime are more interesting.
Well, I think that's true. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, how do you spell the
I think, or NY?
You know, sometimes I think that people who, especially people when they get like up in their 80s and 90s, they mm-hmm. remember mm-hmm. what happened long time ago
easier.
And
he
they
does.
They can talk about things that were long time ago.
Well, let's get to what you want
really
to do.
Better. Well, first of all, I just wanted to start let me put on just to get some information about you. And I wanted to get down your full name.
Well, my name is Pauline.
mm-hmm.
I was a.
I haven't seen that spelling.
I never had a teacher that could spell it.
I bet not.
It was French, and it was to begin with.
Yeah, of course.
But I never heard anyone call it that, and we had, and several generations back, they came from South Carolina on the wagon train years and years ago and settled in Union City, Tennessee.
So they left
the E off.
And they left the E off.
And they just said,
uh-huh.
Because half of them were Dutch and they spoke to them.
Oh.
And the mama, I mean the French mamas, and the daddies is French and Dutch, and that's why I have to slow my voice down. I talk too fast.
Oh,
oh me.
That's really fascinating.
Yeah.
That really. Well, now, does it have two T's or one?
Two B's and two T's.
Two B's and two T's. I knew it had two B's, but
mm-hmm.
and now your address here is. Now tell me again where you were, so I can get this on the tape. Where you were born? I want to hear this.
I was born at Fair's Mill,
mm-hmm.
1901, July the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Since that time, it has caved into the river.
And now
we moved to Tomato.
That is just too much.
And then when we got to Tomato, my father took a job at Armorail,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
there, at a sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
And we left there in 1907 and moved to Blytheville.
And then
we had bought our home and lived at it.
Oh, so now you were just 5 years.
I was
six years
old.
Mm-hmm. When you came to Blytheville.
Yes.
Oh, so you really basically grew up in Blytheville then, not in Tomato.
I don't remember any of the Tomato. I don't remember none of the other. No, I remember the Bible.
That is just so funny. So really, you can't really say that you were. So, and you were telling me, so you've mostly been in the mercantile business and working in stores.
My only job from age 15 until 1935, I was just a salesman. Person.